Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I'm reading a fascinating book. It's entitled Imbeciles. It has a subtitle as well. It's about the United States Supreme Court decision, Buck versus Bell, that was decided in the late 1920s. And the issue was forced sterilization of Carrie Buck in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It is startling how widespread this issue was around the country, adopted by all the various agencies and professional associations, law and medicine, and made its way all the way to the United States Supreme Court. It is a startling reminder of how cultures can be deceived and how later history can look back, scratch your head, and say, what in the world were they thinking? I think we're living at such a time. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Let me begin by just setting the groundwork, and then we want to dig in to show how deeply this was spread. Carrie Buck was in the Commonwealth of Virginia. She was taken into custody and put into a facility for people who would be considered those that were less desirable. They wanted to hold these individuals against their will until they reached to the age where they were no longer childbearing. They then changed later to sterilizing them because it was too expensive to just keep these people incarcerated. And so Carrie Buck was one of those individuals who was incarcerated because they considered her to be of low intelligence. We'll talk about that in more detail. Carrie Buck was then ultimately forcibly sterilized, or that's what the agenda was, went all the way to the United States Supreme Court to try to stop the issue. And the infamous, some people call him the famous, Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, who has been thought of so highly in legal terms, wrote a decision that said, sorry, Carrie Buck, you're not going to have justice in this court because, quote, three generations of imbeciles are enough, close quote. That's the term from the U.S. Supreme Court, meaning that the Virginia Commonwealth has the authority to sterilize you so that you will no longer be able to bear other children who are not desirable for our culture. Matt?
Yeah, Matt, and we, you know, here at Liberty University School of Law, we have had some of those people who were actually forcibly sterilized under this eugenics scheme, and that's what we're talking about here, speak. And an elderly gentleman who served his country, I believe in the Marine Corps, and I forget his name, he gave a stirring testimony about how he served his country and, as I mean, just gave up so much and began to weep when he shared how his ability to have children was ripped away from him. It's just heartbreaking. But, you know, this idea of eugenics, we go back to Buck v. Bell and so forth, but it's not that far removed. I mean, when you consider, for instance, Margaret Sanger, who founded Planned Parenthood, we draw these parallels between the Planned Parenthood and Nazi Germany, the abortion holocaust, the Holocaust against the Jewish people. But there are direct correlations here. The American Eugenic Society founder, a good friend to Margaret Sanger, Leon Whitney, he published Sanger's Birth Control Review. He openly praised Adolf Hitler's eugenics efforts and Nazi effort larger supported and advocated, and so did Sanger, forced sterilization.
And yeah. Speaking about the Nazis, we were so much further down the road than Nazi Germany that there is actually written reports from the Nazis that were concerned that America was outpacing the Nazi regime on this issue of eugenics. They ended up adopting our eugenics program that came out of the Commonwealth of Virginia, upheld by the United States Supreme Court, and they obviously took it to even a greater extreme. But there's people like Alexander Graham Bell, who was a eugenics. Henry Ford, with the Ford Motor Company, very anti-Semitic, anti-Jewish. So there's a number of people that were considered not desirable for our future population. Medical professions, lawyers, academia, they all jumped into this. Popular magazines wrote articles about this. And here's the idea. We want to be able to create a race And it's based on the evolutionary idea of Charles Darwin and his cousin, who ultimately wrote on the issue of eugenics, survival of the fittest. The problem that we have in this country is that if survival of the fittest is the law of nature, then the medical profession are keeping alive certain people that otherwise would die. So therefore, let's stop doing vaccinations. Let's stop doing medical treatment to certain people. Let them die naturally. And then also, let's speed it up. Let's bring them into facilities so they can't procreate. That's too expensive. Let's sterilize them, and therefore we'll create a super better race. And here's the kinds of people they wanted. They wanted Northern Europeans, the Nordics, not Southern Europeans or Asians, and Jews. So here's what ultimately happened. We ended up putting this in our immigration system, the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1921, the Immigration and Naturalization Act of 1924. It was promoted by a eugenicist so that we would only allow certain Northern Europeans, not Jews, not Southern Europeans, not Asians into the country. They were not good for our bloodline. And one of the people who was caught in this was Mr. Frank. Who is Mr. Frank? You remember Anne Frank? You remember the diaries of Anne Frank? Well, Mr. Frank tried to petition the United States to immigrate to this country. Sorry, Mr. Frank and family. Sorry, Anne Frank. You're Jewish. You're down on the list. You're not good for our bloodlines. You can't come in. And then we see the story of the diaries of Anne Frank.
Okay, guys, it sounds like we're in the middle of a horror movie here talking about this. So ultimately, it sounds like we've just taken God, the creator, and put him aside and given control over to the government and using laws to be able to create this perfect society.
That's exactly what they were doing. Eugenics was based on the Darwin model of the survival of the fittest. Remember Darwin's other book, The Descent of Man? Darwin's subtitle for his book, The Origin of Species, that promoted this idea of evolution, the subtitle talked about natural selection and the survival of the what?
The fittest.
The fittest. Well, the fittest are the best people for
That's
the future.
Crazy.
And so we're keeping alive people that are not fit. Well, who were the people that they wanted to eliminate? It wasn't just people who had allegedly low IQ. It was those that were loose morally, those that were poor, what they called paupers, people that had epileptic seizures. Those and many others were categorized as unfit. We need to eliminate them and others from our population to develop a super race.
And as you point out, Matt, it was based largely on race. The full title of Darwin's most famous work that all of Darwinian evolution is based on, that we hear of settled science and blah, 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 was titled On the Origin of the Species by Means of Natural Selection, or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. Favored races, well, you know, the Aryan race, right? This neo-Darwinism that we see embraced by the secular left is Hitlerian through and through.
I encourage you to read this book. It is a fascinating revelation. It's called Imbeciles.
Doesn't sound like light reading, though, Matt.
It's not light reading. It is a fascinating, it's startling, it's shocking, yeah. It's eye-opening, it's disturbing, because what we see, you know, we think of eugenics in Nazi Germany, and we can put that aside and say, well, that wasn't us. No, it was us. It was the United States of America. It wasn't just Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood, although that's why she did her population control through contraception. Why? So that certain races would not propagate. Then it moved from contraception into abortion. All of that is based upon this idea, beginning with the notion that there is no God, that this is an evolutionary model. Therefore, the future of our race is in our own hands, and we have to make our bloodlines secure. That was what was widespread in this country. One of the things that I would say is that it is startling to see how well-known people, academics, scholars, jurists, medical professions, all the different kinds of popular magazines and individuals, leaders of inventions, of great industry, they then got swept up in this. And when we step back now and we look back, we can say, how in the world did this happen? How have we forgotten that history? I encourage you, even on the issue of immigration, Think about some of the origins of this. I know immigration's an issue, but I can tell you what, look at some of the history of what we were doing and what we were trying to do. We have to look back, step back from our culture, look at it through the eyes of Scripture, because that is the only true north we have. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.